Yes, as soon as the committee members take a seat.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Well, I'm showing it's 10 o'clock. I'll go ahead and call the meeting of TCQ, Tax Relief and Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee, called it to order. And I apologize that I am in south of Houston, and I was there was another meeting that was scheduled after this meeting was scheduled, and I think most of you can relate when your employer expects you to attend something, they kind of frown on that if you don't. So I will, this may be a little awkward, but Leo has agreed to kind of assist me with this since he's there. To begin with, I'll just recognize the committee members that are absent. That's probably easier. And Leo, since I can't see everyone, if you would please let me know who is not in attendance.
Lloyd Graham is absent. Greg Maxson. Greg Maxson and Mike Nassy, unless they're on the telephone.
No, Mike sent me a note that unfortunately he had to get an earlier flight out, so he's not going to join us. All right, so Lloyd, Greg, and Mike. All right, I will, as usual, state the policy for public comments, and that is it's relatively informal. We want to hear from the public as in a reasonable amount of time, but realize that we have things to consider on our agenda. So we will use that discretion when the time runs a little long on that. So any general comments from the committee or the TCQ staff? I may pause a little longer since I'm not there. And I think Chance had something, agenda item number two, if he will give us an update on the appointments and reappointments for the advisory committee.
Sure. As you're aware, we are in the process of reappointments and appointments of new committee members. Terms expired and will expire in January of 2014. The packet was made available on November 22nd. If y'all haven't seen the recommendations that the commission has been given, they're on the website. We will be meeting next week, next Wednesday, here at 9:30, and the commissioners will make their decision on the appointments and reappointments at that time.
All right, thanks for that update. Any questions, discussion on this item? All right, I'll move to the next one, which is simply just to let everybody know a heads up that we're required by our bylaws to have an annual report for the advisory committee. And with the year end approaching, we will pull together some information and have an annual report. I plan to have it ready for the advisory committee to review at least a week before our next meeting, which I'll get with you to get available dates, but I'm thinking February. But you'll get an email from me as usual to ask for dates you're available. Any discussion, concerns about that item? All right, we'll move on to item number four. And I would like for TCQ staff, if they would, to give us an update on any developments, and also to they can go ahead and go to item 4B, which is House Bill 1897, and how they intend to comply with that.
But sure, this Chance again. Yes, in regards to the update of the Tier 1 table and expedited review list, we're doing that together, parallel processing for the implementation of House Bill 1897. Some key dates you might want to keep in your calendar is we intend to propose the rule on February 26th. Backup for what we'll, the ED will submit to the commissioners is available, I believe, February 7th. And we'll have a public comment period March 14th for a month. We'll close on April 14th. And then a public the public hearing is on April 3rd with an adoption date of August 13th. That's the proposed schedule right now. It's in the final stages at staff level, and it's going to be starting its review process in-house. Again, if there's anything that y'all felt that needs to be added to the list, we haven't received anything from anybody yet, but if y'all do have something, we can still do that. And if you don't, upon proposal, there is a period where public comment period, and before it's adopted, those things can be discussed as well.
This is just a question. Is the Tier 1 list actually in the rules, or is that in a separate document?
No, those are in the rules.
Those are in the rules, okay.
Yeah. As you're aware, we have to do a triennial review of the list.
I just couldn't remember if it was actually in the rules themselves or just referred to a separate document.
No, sir.
And it's in the rules. And it's my understanding also, I've solicited, oh, for the record, this is Bob Adair. I've also solicited comments from various business organizations about Tier 1 or any other rule updates, and I have not received any yet. And we have looked at some new regulations, and Tier 1 seems to cover what's the new regulations. So I don't anticipate anything, but something could come through. Well, of course, now is the time to speak up, which is why I have it on the list, on the agenda.
Well, like I said, there is also more time during the public comment period once y'all actually see what we're doing. If y'all have a comment to that in regards to 1897 as well.
Okay.
We just want to make sure that there's anything that y'all are thinking that needs to be added, that's kind of, we would need to have that before then.
But is it better to have information to you during your draft stage now, or just as well to have it during the comment period?
I'm not sure about how we would go about adding something to the list after it's been proposed. It depends on the context of why we're adding it. That changes the scope of the project. So right now would be a more appropriate time to be talking of additions to the list. Upon a proposal and public comment period, adding something, I mean, not saying we can't, but adding something at that point would, depending on what it is, could change the rulemaking. And so there's restrictions there.
Another quick question. As part of this review, have you asked other divisions within TCEQ about, you know, new rules, federal or state rules that might... I'm just thinking about, for example, and maybe Bob has already asked these questions, in the area of oil and gas, EPA did these new NSPS performance standards for oil and gas facilities. That's some major changes. I don't know if it really impacts the type of equipment,
right. But
if you haven't asked the air quality, the oil and gas team about that, that might be.
They're certainly in our office, and we speak with them on a regular basis. It's probably safe to say that a lot of those items that would pertain to those regulations are already on the Tier 1 table.
Yeah, there are things like there's new requirements on storage tanks, and my guess is it's the same kind of equipment that you use today, but I'm not a technical person, so I don't know that.
Yeah.
And it's the low bleed knock stuff. So I think it's the same equipment, but you might just want to check with them on that.
Right.
Yes, Cyrus, that's kind of what I was referring to, or one item at least, that I've asked industry associations about, if they think Tier 1 is sufficient the way it is, or if we need to add anything to it because of those rigs. And to this point, I have not received any input. But, for example, I've asked the Texoga Environmental Committee, and I will ask them again and remind them that now is the time to look at this. To make sure we're good with it.
Well, again, the way the rule is and the process in which we add things to the list is based on what the program is receiving. That's outside the Tier 1 table. That's what the Tier 2 applications for things that are not on the list. And then if we get a substantial amount of applications that are consistent with some new type of equipment that's not on the Tier 1, that's when the three-year review comes into play, and we would then talk about adding those pieces of equipment that aren't listed on the Tier 1 if they were some consistent review within the period of those 3 years that before the next review of the Tier 1 table. So,
sorry, I was asked lots of questions that are probably outside the scope of this item, but TCEQ is going through this rulemaking as well on taking over the GHG permitting. Have you received, and currently GHG permitting is done by EPA, have you received any requests on property equipment for an applicant that has or is seeking a GHG permit from EPA, or do those types of equipment tend to get covered by other stuff already?
A lot of it is covered. We do get stuff for monitoring and testing right now because that's the requirements we have.
But you haven't had any major applications because of GHG permitting to get property off the tax rolls?
In air permits, I believe there's talk, there's buzz of that starting, but not that I'm aware of it right now.
So,
any other discussion on Tier 1?
So are we covering 4B yet? Are we talking about 4B at this point?
We can talk about 4B.
Well, I'm just wondering if you could remind us what the plan was and how you were going to adjust the rules there.
Certainly. Right now, I don't have the statistics that I told y'all last time we met about our review process, but I think it was pretty low in the regards to how many days we're reviewing our applications. We didn't foresee a problem, in order to allow enough time for if a negative use determination is issued and there's an appeal to occur, there is some time where legal briefs have to be filed and an agenda date has to be set for things to go to the commission on a disagreement. So we're limiting our review process to 230 days around that time frame in order to allow for the rest of those days to be part of the administrative process to get it here before, because we have to make something final within 1 year of it being administratively complete. So that's kind of what we are changing in regards to the administration process.
So you act quickly already. I think we all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You act quickly already on the review, initial review. You all make a recommendation, the executive director acts, and then there's potential for appeal.
Correct.
And that's where we've run into the issues in the past, right? The appeals have lasted that, multiple years.
It's my understanding that was the kind of the background for the creation of this bill is because of the HRSA applications that's been dragging on since 2007. So.
And so the appellants, all the parties to the appeal will have a limited number of time to submit, and then it will take place. What if there's no determination administratively before the statutory deadline? Is the rule going to say that the – what's the rule going to say in that situation?
Well, I think at that point, if we're starting it to encroach on that time frame, we will have to issue regardless of not getting the information that we're needing to make a positive use determination. I mean, if we have the information we need – based on that information, we would be issuing a negative or a positive. We know that internal date that we need to have that done by to allow for one party or the other to appeal that. You see what I'm saying? So there's so many days that they have to allow for people to file a legal brief. All parties have to file a legal brief, and then a date has to be set on an agenda, and then So that's when the agenda occurs. That agenda needs to occur before 365 days in which it was become administratively complete.
And so is the standard going to be that if the commission does not have enough supporting evidence to make a positive use determination, then it'll make the negative use determination, issue that. There'll be time for the appraisal districts to appeal that.
Or the applicant.
If it's a negative use, if it's a negative use, the applicant to appeal. If it's a positive use, time for them to appeal to you, and that process will then will be finalized before the statutory deadline. Is that the?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
But again, this is all one rulemaking. The Tier 1 and 1897 is all part of the same package.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you, or can you say yet, do you propose to have any other rule changes other than Tier 1 and 1897?
I'm not understanding your question. Any other rule changes to Tier 1? This applies to all applications.
No, I said other than 1897 and Tier 1, do you have any other rule changes that you're proposing?
No, nothing substantial. Usually when we go in to do a rulemaking, we also look for punctuation and spelling and corrections and stuff like that. There's renumbering because things get shuffled around. So you'll see that.
Okay. Any other discussion on 1897 or Tier 1? I put other on the list in case there were any developments that might affect our discussion on Tier 3, but I get the impression that there haven't been any significant developments that will help that discussion, but I could be wrong. Any discussion on Tier 3 or any other rules?
There is another rule that we are updating. It's Chapter 18. It's a rollback tax relief. As of the creation of this rule, there's only been two people that's participated that's qualified. It has to go through the three-year review just like on the list, just like Chapter 17. And we didn't do it the last rulemaking when we did it. So we're going to be updating that rule as well to mirror Chapter 17.
Rollback tax relief. This is where public entities that are regulated.
Right. Municipalities.
Can include I assume a water district. Can apply to have some of their pollution control equipment factored into their rollback rates.
You said this has only happened twice. You mean in the whole history of the program, or?
Yeah, we've had two people that's.
And is it water utility? What kind of?
I'm not sure the reasons why someone isn't able to qualify. My understanding is the district or municipality has to have the funds in the future for maintenance purposes in order to fund the project. Is that correct?
This is a factor.
And a lot of times those people don't have that type of financial situation for that to occur.
If you have $100 million worth of pollution control equipment for your municipal sewer system, you can have that factored into your rollback.
Any other discussion broadly in item four? All right, we'll move along then.
Bob, this is
business.
Bob, this is Leo. We have one more member joining the group.
Okay, good.
Lloyd.
Thank you.
All right. I'll make a note of that. Any old business?
Did we get an update on the Herzig cases? What the current status is of those legal? Where it is in the process?
Sure.
Can we just get an update on that?
Yeah, no problem. We are still doing the reviews on the applications. We have issued an additional technical NOD on an applicant, and we're working through the rest to continue.
Can you remind us the number that are under review at this point? How many applications?
We have 19 total.
Okay.
So,
what is an NOD?
A notice of deficiency. So it's a technical notice of deficiency. So
again, we don't have a timeline on when you'll. So you've got 19 applications.
Well,
how many of them have NODs, and how many are you ready to actually make a recommendation on? Or
we are, like I said, we are in the process of reviewing the rest of them. We were able to get one out upon the advisory committee meeting. Those that we're still reviewing are close to being issued a second NOD. I can't say that all of them are getting sent a second NOD. It's based on what we're having to request, or if there is a request for them. But the response date for that one that did go out, I think, is in mid-January. So we look to have a response.
So all these will be resolved in 2014, not in 2013, basically?
Looks like. I don't know if it's going to be resolved, but...
So, Chance, is it fair to say that I know that there have been various proposals of how to change formulas in the Tier 3 or revise the cap, and I was hoping we'd have some development on these Herzig so that we might have some meaningful discussions for our committee regarding Tier 3, but it sounds like that PCQ is not to the point where we can look at alternatives. I didn't word that very well, but I think you know where I'm going. Are we still at a stalemate on tier three applications of formula?
Well, everyone in the room knows that there's just a difference in the way the calculations are done. They're calculated differently. Different ways and methods, because the applicant has ability to do that. It's a matter of getting the information that we need in order to run it through the cap. But, I mean, y'all talked about different ways of doing a cap, but to none have availed.
Can you expound on that a little more about applicants having different ways of doing?
Well, they have the tier fours. They can come up with their own cap. Well, it's not considered a cap, but they come up with their own method in the tier fours, right?
Is that because the application was filed before 2009, and you're therefore saying that K-1 doesn't apply to it?
Yes. That's the list.
K is the list, right?
G-1,
right.
Wasn't
the effective language on that bill saying that it applied to all applications, including existing ones?
If it was in-house before such and such a date and had not had a determination issued, it applied.
But that's the status of where we are on the review of the HRSC.
If Ron or someone else is speaking, could they speak into a mic? Or I don't know if I missed that, or it was just a pause. Okay. Any other discussion on HRSC updates? Any other old business? Any new business? Other general comments from the public? All right, I do want to recognize, of course, John Nichols and Leo Scherer decided not to reapply to be on the advisory committee. Their term expires the end of this year. And I want to certainly express appreciation for both of them and their work for the last 4 years on this committee. And there will be, I understand, a more formal recognition later, but at least want to recognize them since this is their last meeting with us. And just please join me in expressing appreciation. Any other items we need to discuss?
Thank you, Bob. I have a 10-page speech, if you'll just hold on.
Certainly.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, I'll add my 10-page speech as well. I would just say I've enjoyed the past 4 years working with you guys and with TCEQ staff. I elected not to re-up for another term because I'm retiring next year. So I have a good reason. I can't say that I won't miss you guys, but I don't want to say that I'm going to miss you regularly. So, but I've enjoyed it. So thank you.
Thank you again.
We'll miss both you guys. Thanks.
Any other comments? I will say, after hearing the timeline that Chance mentioned, I might try to see if we can have another meeting in late January, early February, to give us more opportunities to have some input into the rules. In the meantime, feel free to call me or others on the committee and let's discuss any ideas, any changes that we think we need to propose so we can have a more productive meeting when we do get together. Any other comments? All right, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I recommend we adjourn. Move, we adjourn.
All right. We have a motion from Wayne to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. And all right, the meeting is adjourned at, I'm showing, 10:29. And for patience in attending. We'll talk soon. Bye.
I'm not on the microphone.
Only that.
Don't want to be the court. All the time.